young hearts.
Today's hits.
Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
They just play them all.
It's 6:56 on Namibia's Heart and Soul, but here is Ken Shekwan. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Shall we go around the world in 120 seconds, Macy?
The way to go. Still sounds better.
It still sounds better.
Let's go, partner. Now, Eco Atlantic Oil and Gas has appointed Selma Usiku and Alice Carroll as directors of the company with immediate effect. Now, Usiku, who is an experienced exploration geologist with a history of working in both the Namibian oil and energy and diamonds industries, currently serving as an exploration geologist with Debmarine Namibia, joins the company's board as a non-executive director. Now, Carol, currently as the company's head of corporate sustainability, joins the board as an external director and will continue her role as Eco's head of corporate sustainability. Okay, all right, ladies.
Congratulations to the ladies there. Staying with Namibia news, Tigers Football Club chairperson Nelson Akwenye has called for the re-evaluation of the scheduling of double headers in the Debmarine Namibia Premiership League to prevent insufficient rest and long distance travel between matches played on Saturdays and Sundays. Akwenye's concerns follows a car accident involving members of the Tigers Football Club technical staff and players on the B1 road between Okahanja and Ochivarango. Here's Nelson Akwenye's full report on the accident.
The accident happened at around 1 in the a.m. of Monday morning. Early after the team was traveling from Oshakati after having a match. So it was an apparent tire burst, and Tigers was traveling in a convoy of three vehicles, which means two double cab pickups and a combi minivan. The people that were occupants of the one double cab, which rolled over, got hurt and sustained different injuries, of which most of them were cleared in Ochivarongo. But then one specific player, who is Leighton Goliath, was sent to Windhoek for further and closer observation. And as it currently stands, he is not entirely stabilized, but is undergoing various tests, which is CT scans to just determine head injuries and so on and so forth. Concerning the fixtures, double header fixtures that they are called, it has been a norm in our football, but it also has its own drawbacks, which is now evidently coming to the fore, that a lot of traveling is required, a lot of long distances are required. Whether you travel to play the Saturday and you still travel to play the Sunday further and come and get back to your own destination, or whether you start at the furthest point to play the Saturday and come back to play the Sunday and proceed afterwards. Whereas
this is a logistical nightmare
to get back to your destinations, because players are also employed, and even the staff or technical teams members are also full-time employees of their respective occupations. Hence